Well, you're still with the Power Hour right here on Impact 103. It is a Tuesday and we have another Stoop session today with the lovely Elise Marie Muller. She's back with us. We've been talking about the story of, I want to say it right, Jairus. In the Word of God, who found himself having a roller coaster day, which is something that we can relate with, right? We also find ourselves in moments where, I mean, last week we had such a great conversation with, which I'd like for you to recap just a little bit before we move on to today's one.
We looked at Jairus' day and the event of his day started with the potential loss of his daughter. And we spoke that the impact on Jairus was fear. Mm-hmm. And we spoke about what is the purpose of the fear. Purpose of fear is to punish us and to create the perception of distance. And we said we want to become first responders when we notice fear in our life. And we want to become responders that respond by turning to Jesus immediately.
Correct.
It is perfect fear that drives out perfect love that casts out fear. So let's become first responders when fear wants to grapple.
First responders, from fear to being a first responder. And then today, what else can we learn from that man who had a roller coaster?
The next event, so Jairus went to Jesus. Jesus said, yes, I'll come with you. They are on their way to his house. Jairus is excited because Jesus, the healer, is coming to his house. So his problem is going to be resolved. And then scripture says, but. Now, when we read that, I always think, oh dear, what happens now? And then what happens is an older lady who's been struggling with a severe illness for 12 years touches Jesus' cloak, and there is an interruption in the journey to his house.
Ooh.
Now, we all love the story about the old lady who's been healed by Jesus. It's lovely. That's not what we're talking about. I want us to focus on Jairus. Remember, his daughter is so close to death, it could be minutes, Zintli. So this man is anxiously wanting Jesus to walk faster so that they can be on time to save his daughter. And suddenly, Jesus gets apparently distracted.
Oh.
What looks like a distraction, what looks like a delay for Jairus could potentially create so much frustration in his heart because Jesus said, yes, Zinsley. He said, yes, I'm coming. I'm going to heal your daughter. And now there's this delay. I mean, how many times have we prayed about something and then we received this scripture that just gave us so much, yes, God is going to pull through. God is going to show up and we're excited. And then nothing happens. Then there's just this silence. There's this nothing. There's this waiting. There's this, I call it delay. And what I want to point out is that I think what happens in a delay is potentially it creates disappointment in our heart. In the same way that the Jairus experienced fear in the first event, the second event, I think, is about disappointment. It's about Jairus saying, but Jesus, you said you're going to come and now you're distracted with this other lady. Can you just imagine the things that went through his mind? You know, she's been sick for 12 years. She can do one more day. My daughter does not have 12 minutes. Come on, Jesus. Come on. And that is a heart that is brewing in disappointment. Like, Jesus, you said you're going to come, and now you're not coming. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, how do we respond to disappointment when we were confident that God was going to show up in our crisis, and now suddenly nothing's happening?
Yeah, we'll get into that after this. It's the roller coaster day of
Jairus
that we are talking about on the show today, and how to respond to the different emotions that he found himself feeling as the different events happened in his life. And today we're specifically talking about when there was a delay in Jesus responding to or reaching his home to heal and save the life of his daughter. And obviously, he felt disappointed.
Absolutely. How do we steward a heart of disappointment when things have not panned out as we felt God promised us?
Yeah.
And I think we need to look at the rest of the story in order to see what can we learn from this. Now, what we know from the story is God heals this woman. He turns around. But the woman is healed without God laying his hands on her. The woman is healed by merely touching Jesus.
Yeah.
I think that's significant because what I think is happening in the delay process for Jairus here is that God, Jesus, is inviting Jairus to discover more of what Jesus is capable. Because remember, in the beginning of the story, Jairus says, Jesus, come to my house, lay your hands on my daughter, and she will be made well. So Jairus's belief is that if Jesus touches my daughter, she will be made well.
So that's the only way.
That's the
what
only
he
way.
Believes. Yeah.
But now suddenly, right in front of his eyes, with a heart that's potentially disappointed, he's seeing that Jesus could heal someone without touching them. So there's, in delay, I think there's two things that we need to learn in seasons of delay, is that it is an invitation for a greater revelation of who Jesus is and what he's capable of.
Sure.
In that moment, Jairus was most probably receiving so much hope because he realized, oh my goodness, if Jesus can heal someone without physically touching them, could this potentially be available for my sick daughter? So the delay was not there to create disappointment. The delay was there to create revelation.
Sure.
And I think in seasons of delay where we have trusted God to come and break through, to come and answer our prayers, to bring the answer that we've been praying for and nothing's happening, I think we need to learn to shift our focus, not to why, God, why, and when, God, but to say, what can I learn more about you in this season? Things aren't happening as I was hoping for. Things aren't happening as I was prophesied or whatever. But what can I learn about your character in this waiting season?
Sure.
And I think that's important because if we do not steward our disappointments, Sintle, that can grow into resentment. Where we start resenting God for not coming through when we think he should have come through. And resentment leads to unbelief, and unbelief is a sin. So we need to learn to steward our disappointed hearts. And I want to suggest that one of the ways that we steward that disappointment is to not focus on our situation that is not being resolved, but to say, how can I focus on God and learn more about the heart of my Father in this season of waiting? Because what was so beautiful is he got to know Jesus as the healer from a distance.
Sure.
Where before he only knew Jesus, or he believed Jesus was only able to heal when he's in the room and physical contact.
Sure.
So the two things I think we should become is we should become explorers when there are delays. Start to explore God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for who they are, not for what they can do for you. Become an explorer when there's a delay in your answer. Jairus was just literally standing there, Zintli. He really wasn't doing much. But he was exploring the character and the abilities of Jesus as events were happening right in front of him. And although scripture doesn't clarify, I'm pretty sure he was standing there and hope was growing in his heart. So instead of nurturing the disappointment, hope was able to grow because he saw and got to know Jesus in a greater measure.
This is so powerful. So become an explorer. When disappointed, become an explorer, because the delay is there to reveal more about your God than what you were focusing on, just your situation and your expectation.
Absolutely.
Ah, and that what that does is that it restores hope in your heart.
Absolutely.
Oh, I want to cry. You know, I'm just listening to you. I'm just like, why don't we wake up to these teachings every morning? Because these are the things we need every single day, because we go through these things every other day of our lives. And so that's part two, right? So part one says, when you have fear in your heart and you feel it creeping in, become a first responder.
Turn and connect with Jesus immediately.
When you feel disappointment,
become an explorer. Say, Jesus, what do you want to teach me about your heart? I want to explore more of you while I wait for my breakthrough.
Absolutely love it. Well, part three is coming up next week.